One of the things that he would say to me over and over again is, when you make it out of this, imagine the story that you'll be able to tell people. You'll become an encouragement. And when you're in the midst of it, you think you're the only one. I didn't realize there were so many other people that were going through the same thing.
Jesus can turn any situation around. Trust Him with all your heart and be filled with His hope and love. Let this Christmas be a joyful time of celebrating Jesus and His victory in your life. Now, here's Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Christmas Week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, all this week, of course, all this week, you knew that, we're going to be celebrating Christmas, but I want you to know,
we've got something to celebrate.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. I mean to tell you, you wait until you get to the broadcast Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Praise God.
Whew. I mean to tell you, I already know about it. I already know what's coming. And I'm going to tell you right now, hey, it's part of your Christmas gift from heaven. Glory to God. Wonderful
God.
Thing. You do not want to miss it. Father, we thank you.
Thank
and we
you,
praise
Lord.
You today for your word. Mm-hmm. And we're so blessed. We open our hearts and minds for revelation from heaven in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Get your Bible out, get it open, and
it.
Get into today's Bible lesson. Let's read Matthew 4, 1 through 4, talking about the spiritual capacity of the human man, of mankind. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Starvation had set in. When the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything God has ever said, man is able to hear it and say it.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Yes, sir.
There is nothing. You hear me?
Yeah.
There is nothing God, who is God, can possibly say that man, by faith, can't hear. Now, there were things said, and it's recorded in the Bible, that it was unlawful for man to repeat, but he heard it. Isn't that right? The Apostle Paul said that. He heard words uttered that he wasn't allowed to say. That's another thing altogether. But he heard it. He could have said it. Amen. But the Lord wouldn't allow him to put that in writing. Amen. Oh, I wish I could. Whew. I'd really love to go off down that, but I can't right now. All right. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Ephesians chapter 4. This prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed, we'll remind ourselves of what this says. Now, what are we doing? We're stretching. We're stretching. We're getting bigger on the inside. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom? Of the Father, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now that includes Jesus. Jesus is head of the family. We have family in heaven beginning with Him, and then all of the rest of our kin folks and so forth, all the rest of our families that are already there. and in earth. That includes all of us that have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. We were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We are citizens while we are not right now on this earth. We are citizens of heaven. We are citizens in the earth of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And we've been made the righteousness of God in Him.
Hallelujah.
Don't let that old English word righteousness, don't let that throw you. It's a very modern word. It's even used today. It's just not used in religious circles, but it is used in other ways. You've heard me talk about this. I've talked about it on the broadcast. You take an engine that has been designed, developed, and over a long period of time, this thing has been developed and developed and developed until it becomes the state of the art of that design. I mean, that thing, the problems that it's had over the years have been fixed, and this thing is running, and it don't run 20,000 miles before overhaul anymore. It doesn't run 10,000 miles anymore. It don't run 100,000 miles anymore. You take an aircraft engine that you have to overhaul. Now, best engine in the world. You're going to have to overhaul that thing in at least 1,000 hours. It's just gone. I'm talking about piston engine. And then they got better and then it went up to 12, and it went up to 1,400, and then 1,500. Some of them up now to 2,000 hours, and they have proven that they'll run a whole lot longer than that if they are righteous. Righteous means the thing's running right. See, he even used the word. You just took the isness off the end of it. What's it do? Well, my engine ain't running right. That's an unrighteous engine. Now, why is it using that language to refer to God? Everything in Him works right.
Yes, sir. Yes. Everything.
Yeah. The first time.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He don't have plan B. Because plan A worked. Now, we have that on the inside of us.
That's right. Amen.
And if we'll check in with it, He will begin to reveal to us righteousness.
Yeah.
The way it works right.
Yes, sir.
And you're not stumbling around trying to get hold of things. I mean, Mr. Edison failed at the light bulb over 900 times before it finally worked. Well, I mean, even after it worked, it didn't work all that hot. Amen. There's a whole lot better light bulbs now than there was back when Mr. Edison was doing so well. But here's the thing of this. God knows how to make light bulbs a whole lot better than what we got now. We're still one step at a time trying to come up to Him. But if you get in touch, if God has called you to improve the light bulb and you find out that's your assignment, you can get into that in the name of Jesus. And if you will get and seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, you don't have to stumble through no 900 or 1,000 failures. You can start off a whole lot closer to the top.
Amen.
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 Now, think about this. Verse 16, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened. Or, as we've been saying in this meeting, to be stretched. Now, strengthened doesn't literally mean stretched. It means strong. But what we're talking about in this meaning is being stronger. Well, to do that, we have to stretch our concept from the inner man, not the head.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
Not up here. Quit laying awake at night trying to get the answer from your head.
That's right.
And besides that, if you're worrying about it, you ain't going to get it anyway.
That's right. Hey. Yeah.
You could get it and not know it. Yeah. You're too busy worrying.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thank
you, Lord. The scripture says don't do it. And when you're doing it anyway, well, what makes you think you're going to get a whole lot of help out of that?
Yeah.
Now, God will help you anyway. But He's already helping you if you'd shut the worry down and start listening to Him. He doesn't start talking to you after you shut the worry down. He's been talking to you all along.
Amen.
It's there. He's there. You got a book? You got a Bible? That's just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
The same was in the beginning with God. Mm-hmm. It is written. And did we just read that?
Yes, sir.
Was it read?
Yes.
When we read it? Yes. I rest my case. All right. Now then. To be stretched with might by His Spirit in the inner man. The inner man is you. The outer man is your house. That Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing may dwell in your heart. Let me read it like this. That the anointed one and His anointing may dwell in your inner man by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, that's where you start. Don't wind up there, start there. All revelation starts there. Everything starts there. Healing starts there. Prosperity starts there. Being rooted and grounded in love, may be able. In the book of Colossians, the scripture said, He has made us able to receive our inheritance. We have the ability, the God-given spiritual ability to receive it. He has given it. But if you didn't have the faith, if you couldn't conceive of it, there wasn't nowhere, no way you could receive it. But He has given us, how did He do that? He has recreated us in His image and in His likeness. It's our inheritance. What good would it be for me to will something to you and I gave you a will and you couldn't read? There was a case many, many years ago, a handmaiden of the Queen of England worked for her all of her life. All of her life. And when it finally, the time came and she was replaced and so she left there and she wound up homeless, what today we'd call homeless. She wound up in a little shanty and just absolutely no place to live. And she was dying. And some people went to a doctor and said, would you please go by there and see her? She's absolutely penniless and she's dying and we don't know what's the matter with her. She needs help. Could we prevail on you to go see her? So he did. And he went to see her. He said, well, among other things, the woman was starving to death. And he saw this plaque hanging on the wall. And he said, are you so-and-so? She said, yes. You were handmaiden to the Queen? Yes. Why are you living like this? Well, I don't work there anymore. Well, so? Well, sir, I don't have any money. I don't have any income. After I left the Queen, I don't have any income. He said, "Woman, this is a retirement stipend for life." She was wealthy. The queen loved her. The queen set her up for life. She couldn't read it. She didn't know it. She thought it just said she worked for the queen. She just hung it on the wall. How many believers today, the Bible is hanging on the wall? Got an inheritance and you're not walking in it. Particularly if you're scripturally illiterate and you've been told something else. Get it down off of the mantle and read it. Then believe it. Then say it. All right, now. That you may be able to comprehend, completely understand with depth, with all saints. This is for everybody that's born again. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know or have intimate relationship with the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all. There's that all word again. Say it. All. Not just all of God. All the fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus manifested in the earth the fullness of God.
Amen.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know what? That's shouting ground right there.
Amen.
I'll tell you something else. It's stretching ground. Whoa. Intimate relationship with the love. Whoa. Hold it. God is love. That means that He's telling me that I can comprehend, that I can understand with depth, that I can have an understanding of how wide God is, how high God is, how deep God is, how long God is. That is awesome.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a Christmas gift for you, the 2015 KCM calendar. Strengthen your faith with the Word of God. Be reminded of God's promises as you read inspiring quotes from Kenneth and Gloria. Spend time in the Word every day. Read through the Bible in 1 year using the daily reading plan. Stay up to date with upcoming KCM events and plan to join us at a KCM meeting this year. Also included are holidays and national observations from around the world. Celebrate with other KCM partners and friends and support them in prayer as they commemorate their holidays. To request your free 2015 KCM calendar, go to kcm.org/TV special. Reinforce your faith, energize your soul, and take note of the glorious days ahead.
It was in August of 2007 that I gave my life to the Lord and began my walk with Him. My oldest was 12. Asia had just turned 10, and my son was one and a half. My daughter, Asia, had suffered, she was diagnosed with two different types of epilepsy, a petit mal, which is like staring spells, and then they call the other one tonic-clonic, and that's the more visible, violent forms of epilepsy. And all the medical issues, all the different doctor's appointment, all the physical therapy, so I was enduring that, the tail end of that. And then my son had an accident. He suffered a third-degree burns over 40% of his body. And this also, in the stretch of time, the kid's father decided it was too much pressure, it was too much going on, so he left. We didn't have an income coming in, we didn't have food, and I just remember, being so prideful, I couldn't even tell, like, my family, who didn't live in town, so they didn't know that I was going through all this, really, with, you know, by myself with the kids. We had comfortably over $500,000 in debt, and that was the business, the building, and then a ton of the bills from the house, and we took out a second on the house. I had that. And then I had medical bills for my daughter, Asia, and my son. We didn't have medical insurance. So we were approaching $600,000 in debt at the time. And then personal challenges. Again, for me, I think in going through what I was going through with my daughter, and then going through what I was going through with my son, and then the business, and then the kids' dad, you know, deciding to leave. For me, I felt like I had moments where I wasn't sure I was sane. I was definitely depressed.
The marriage could not sustain the pressure of the battles they were facing. And Tamara Sandifer was still a new believer when she became a single parent. She lost her home, her business, her income, and her children were suffering. The family eventually received assistance that provided temporary housing and food. As she continued to press into her new faith, the Lord gave Tamara ideas and favor that manifested into provision for her family.
I buried myself in the Word. Whenever there was a prayer meeting at church, I went. Sometimes I went kicking and screaming because I didn't understand. Something in me kept telling me, well, if you can just get to the house of God, he'll get me an answer. He'll get me a word. He'll bring me encouragement. He'll bring me joy. So I started teaching dance again, and the business just took off again. Like, it's almost like I didn't stop.
Within just 5 years, Tamara was free of all debt, business and personal. She now manages a staff and teaches students through mobile classes held in urban housing developments, community centers, churches, and multiple school districts. Her son was healed from all childhood scars and symptoms, and he is a happy, healthy, and bright young man. Asia is heading for a divine encounter with God and a connection with Kenneth Copeland Ministries that will impact the entire family.
I get to encourage and inspire people. I worship the King, and I know that He loves me. He blesses me and shows Himself to me every day. There's nothing like that. My life now, I have greater purpose. I know that He's calling me to influence the world. I know that He's calling my kids to do the same thing. And it's an honor and it's a joy to know that He would use someone like me. And one of the things that He would say to me over and over again is, when you make it out of this, imagine the story that you'll be able to tell people. You'll become an encouragement. And when you're in the midst of it, you think you're the only one. I didn't, because I was so in my own space, I didn't realize there were so many other people that were going through the same thing. But He said, I'll use you. I'll use you to show people that it's possible. It's not the end of the world. It's not where it ends. It's a moment. And suddenly moments change. So He said, this is a testimony. This is part of your story. Keep going. These are the best days of my life.
You notice now, that whole situation is totally impossible.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that's $600,000, 5 years. Think about that. Now, it's one thing to have that kind of income. It's another thing to be taking that and putting it against debt. That takes supernatural move of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But here's the big thing. She pressed.
Yeah.
She pressed. She pressed the Word of God. She pressed into the Word. She got in a good church. Praise you. Her pastor, Bill Krause, is partners of this ministry. Praise the Lord. And she that
praise
you can't do it without the Word. I don't care if she could have gotten five jobs and never went to sleep at night and not ever got that done. There was no possible way, and the no telling what would have happened to the kids. But God turned it. You don't want to, you don't want to miss tomorrow, because part two, you wait till you see part two. Praise God. Father, we
pray
for our partners all over this world. We pray for every person in the sound of my voice in this entire radio and television audience all over this world.
Thank you.
To be released, to know Jesus, and to come to this place where deliverance is so
sweet.
And the great Christmas gift is manifest in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My.
Praise God.
Let me tell you something. I want to get this to you. Gloria said, to this day, every time I open the Bible, I do it with purpose and with great expectation. I expect to hear from Him.
That's right.
Your Bible, I want to tell you something. This is just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
It's definitely supernatural.
Oh, absolutely.
We know that for sure.
And this is God speaking to me. This is God speaking to Gloria. This is God speaking to
That's
you.
Right.
I believe that, Brother Copeland. Then why not you spending more time in it? We're going to help you do that. This new calendar... Begin. Now, first thing I'd do, I'd write the date of that I was born again in big, bold letters right across the top there. I'm November the 2nd, 1962 for me, right here. Now, Thursday, New Year's Day, start you off in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Every day, the scripture references are right there, all the way through the year. You're going to be in the Word all of 2015. Praise God. Put it in some place conspicuous where you just, oh, I can't forget that. Well, I ain't got time to do that. You set your obedient self right down and you finish your Bible. Don't you get in a hurry over it. God will take care of your appointment. He'll take care of your time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be on that frazzled, anxious kind of a thing on your appointment or going to work anyway. Sit down and get in the Word. I'm telling you. And see what happens when the Word gets into you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So listen, let us know. I want to send this to you free and postpaid. Gloria, and I'm going, we're going to sow it into your life. Go to kcm.org and get all the information there. Oh, my. Listen, tomorrow, we got a powerful Word for you tomorrow, but you don't want to miss the second part of that partner report. Amen. We'll see you then. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that
Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.